For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, it's opening this Saturday, an unusual play down at Chautauqua called Airness.
It's about air guitar.
Air guitar?
Yes. That's where you pretend you're playing a guitar.
And they're going to make a whole play out of this.
They have. It's been done before. Yeah, it's a whole play about this. Apparently, there's more art to it than one might surmise, and that's what this is about.
Well, it's going on until July 29th, so I'm going to head down there and report on that. Something else that's ongoing into August, it's free. It's outdoors in Hamlin Park in East Aurora, Alice in Wonderland.
Doesn't that sound like a delightful idea?
It does.
Just out there in beautiful Hamlin Park, and also check the weather because it's outdoors, but it's free in that beautiful setting.
Donna Hoke recently wrote a little piece for Spree Magazine on all of the ways you can access theater free in Buffalo, and it's quite a long list, and we're adding to it right now.
Adding to it right now. And King Lear, of course, and Shakespeare in Delaware Park.
And Murder for Two opened. Haven't gotten over there yet to musical fare, but two great talents battling it out with their pianos, Phil Ferrugia and Joe Donahue III.
Now, I got some clarification on that because,
yes,
you know, the press material said that it's a dozen characters between them, but I think what that really means is one for Mr. Ferrugia and the other dozen for Mr. Donahue or something along those lines. But at any rate, well, we are going to be ready and able to talk about that next week.
But the big opening, as far as we were concerned, was Silence, the musical BUA production over at the Alleyway Theater.
Quite an event. They pull out all the BUA stars in the summertime and Maria Droz playing a leading role.
Mm-hmm. Now, last year, I did say, I can't wait for Maria Droz to get a leading lady role. I have to admit, this is not exactly the role I had in mind, but she does great as Clarice Starling.
She's hilarious. And a lot of it's not even parody. It's just accurate impersonation of Jodie Foster in Silence of the Lambs. Absolutely deranged comedy. So funny.
Well, I have three recommendations. One, if you have time, go rent the movie Silence of the Lambs, because I think you'll get a lot more out of the musical if you really know all the ins and outs of the original movie.
Well, this is a burlesque, not in the sense of Palace Burlesque, you know, Gilda Frame, pretty as a picture, but in the sense of parody, which becomes very popular in American popular entertainment in the 19th century, but it's dependent upon mass communication. In order for the jokes to work, everybody has to understand the source material, has to understand what's being made fun of. It is accessible just on its surface, knowing nothing. There is a story, there's a beginning and a middle and end, but it is intended to be enriched by your knowledge of Jodie Foster, of the Silence of the Lambs films, and that will, when you realize that these lines are actually from the film, not made up, it just makes them all the funnier.
Probably wouldn't recommend taking your mother or anyone under 18 for that matter.
It honestly really depends upon your mother. Let the old girl make up her own mind, shall we? Right.
We wanted to note the passing of a gorgeous face in entertainment, and that was Tab Hunter, who had sort of three different careers in his life.
He did, if you count the horses. He rode horses, but recruited for his looks, as Hollywood stars were in that period of time, and immediately became a Hollywood star within the studio system, one of the last stars within the studio system, famously starred in Damn Yankees, the film version of the Broadway musical, with Gwen Verdon recreating her role. Became frustrated when, because he was so pretty, it was difficult to be taken seriously as an actor, and a particular vehicle he wanted the studio to purchase for him, they declined. Another studio purchased it for Tony Perkins, with whom he was romantically involved. And when he left the studio, he thought he'd be able to make his own way and negotiate for himself, not realizing, of course, the degree to which the studio system could protect his privacy. And now he was vulnerable, and a tabloid fodder, became heavily involved in dinner theater, did a lot of that. One notable Broadway appearance, Tennessee Williams' Milk Train Doesn't Stop Here Anymore, with Tallulah Bankhead and Marion Seldes, which I don't think was a happy experience, but it was a notable one. And then, of course, the unlikely revival of his career in John Waters' Polyester. I met him once. He was in his 70s and as gorgeous as he had been when he was in his 20s. Just remarkable.
That is just so unfair.
Isn't it?
Well, Tab Hunter, a passing. Speaking of dinner theater, by the way, went out to see Here Lies Jeremy Troy. Pretty good. You know, great farce, great timing. The funniest thing to me was before the play when Jay Desiderio came up to me and kept backpedaling. Now, remember, it's just light summer theater. It's just a farce. And I know, Jay, I'm looking forward to it.
Jay cares about the experience of each and every patron at his theater. He is just so sweet. And yes, he wanted to make sure you were accurately calibrated for this very silly comedy.
I was, and we enjoyed it thoroughly. And I had the chicken.
All right.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.